I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We have some news for you. Not sure how to say it even. Should we do it on like the count of three?
Yeah.
Just rip off the band-aid?
Might as well.
All right. Well, ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Oh my!
One, two, three.
Sarah's pregnant. You guys were trying, but you weren't like,
yeah.
And yes. I was like, no, like, put it on the schedule. Yes. Like, we're going home.
So we were putting in the work that month.
I'm telling the kids, they were not stoked.
It was like the most roller coaster of emotion because then I didn't trust the test. She kept looking at me like, no, I'm so excited. Like, she held on to
I'm
the pregnancy.
I'm still so excited.
Hi.
Hey.
It's Sarah and Lo Beeston,
your Fairly Odd Sisters.
Woo!
Yeah!
Please don't make me do it again.
Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I can't believe we are doing this today.
I know. It's a big one.
We have some news to share with you all, and we didn't really want to have clips come out before this without us being able to explain everything and kind of inform you guys, and so that you don't, you know, nothing gets miscommunicated. And we just wanted to come here first to let you guys know.
Lay it all out.
Yeah, lay it all out. And I'm nervous, actually.
I am too.
So yeah, we have some news for you. Not sure how to say it even. Should we do it on, like, the count of three?
Yeah.
Just rip off the band-aid?
Might as well.
All right. Well, ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Sarah's pregnant.
And if you didn't hear that,
we'll do it again.
Ready? One, two, three.
Sarah's pregnant.
I guess we should say it a different way. We're pregnant.
We're pregnant.
We're pregnant.
I have this.
We're holding up little tests right now if you're not watching.
Yes.
I have seven. Those are my other ones.
I have one little guy.
And Sarah's got her one.
Lauren's army of pregnancy tests.
Guys, I can't believe it. I'm so happy.
Yeah,
I can't believe we're doing this.
I know. This is the craziest thing in the world.
It always makes it real once you tell people.
Yes.
Because before, it's kind of like a fake life. You're trying to pretending like it's not real. And now we get to
feel like I'm living a
feel
lie.
Feel like it's real. Yes. And it's no hiding it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm so happy.
And we've just been waiting to tell you guys. It's
my
been
gosh.
Quite a few weeks.
Yeah.
It's
been a time. And we kind of want to fill you in, and we wanted to release this the day we announced because we wanted to kind of fill you in on our podcast and just tell you from the beginning kind of what happened and what went down and the timeline of everything, because it was so crazy.
The fact that we're just even pregnant together.
We're pregnant together.
We're so excited.
Replay the post of me getting you to shake my hand to be pregnant with me next one. And then fast forward to this moment.
Yeah.
It's real.
Crazy.
It's fruition. I straight up have been envisioning this. I feel like this is, what's the word when you
Manifest.
I feel like we've manifested this into reality.
Yeah, it is kind of trippy because we both have, like, it's been quite a few months. Yeah. Not like a crazy amount of time. But the fact that it happened at the same time.
Yeah, and just with really everything that happened too, it was just so nuts. I didn't think it would happen.
Tell them how far apart we are.
We're 2 weeks apart.
2 weeks. It's crazy.
It's so crazy.
Yeah, and honestly, we should just start.
Why am I? We need to start from the top.
Start from the very top. And I guess this goes back to like.
This goes October back to September. We kind of like. We knew we wanted to have another baby and we were like ready to start trying, but we kind of knew we missed the window because we were both out of town, but we still like, we were like, oh, maybe we're ovulating. Like maybe it'll happen.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So then it was that month, October. And then it wasn't until November that I got my first pregnancy test that was positive.
Yes. And did we talk about that?
You
coming home from Hawaii and I freaked the freak out.
Yeah.
But I kind of knew it. I was like, she's going to come home and tell me.
Yeah.
And it was this huge thing, but I was so excited.
Yeah. We were so excited. I couldn't believe it. It was like one of those situations where I like had taken a test and then it was negative. And the next day I took it and it was positive. I took another one. It was positive. I'm like, no way. Like so happy. Cause we were just, once you want it, it's like every month that goes by, you're just like, oh,
yeah,
like ooh, it's another.
Yeah, once your mind is made up,
you just like want it, and it's hard to wait and be patient. But so that's why I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And then I came home, told everyone, and then we talked about it briefly. But I ended up I miscarried that baby, which it ended up being. It's called a chemical pregnancy. So what happens is around week 5 or 6 is when the baby is supposed to implant. And something was wrong with the egg, so likely my body just ejected it instead of implanting it. And so then I started bleeding, and that's when I found out I was like losing that pregnancy. And so that was terrible.
But it's enough to, like, it gives you the positive, just correct me if I'm wrong, it gives you a positive pregnancy test because your body's HCG levels spike enough to give you the positive.
To give you the positive.
Okay.
So I obviously also knew because I didn't have my period for a week and I'm always like on time. And so then I was like, oh, every day like that my period didn't come, I was like, yeah, I'm actually pregnant. Like this is awesome.
Yeah.
And then a week later, a week and a half, I can't remember how long. Yeah. It was like a week and a half after I started bleeding and then that's when
you were
the doctor,
at my house.
Yeah.
And so I was like,
that was terrible.
Yeah. I didn't know. They had slept over that night. And I was like, honestly, my first thought was like, oh no, like they got in a little fight or something.
Yeah.
And like you were so sad.
Yeah.
And like just broke down. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is bigger than that. Like, okay. And then I think I spent the whole day at Lauren's house.
Yeah.
Cause I was like, this is like the saddest, like, worst thing ever, because I just how excited you were.
Yeah.
And I was so excited too, and I was like, okay. So that day was like long.
Yeah.
And
it was
rough,
like the worst,
and sad,
and I was so like just hormonal and like obviously I'd already envisioned everything like going in a certain way. I already envisioned like a baby at the end of that, and I envisioned the due date, and I envisioned all these things because like I can't envision anything else because I got like when I saw a positive test with Ozzy and Stella, like that's what they came from that. So it's like hard
and
to
then
not envision.
Also not knowing like when, well then when is it going to
happen?
When
is it? Yeah. It's like if not now,
like,
then
okay,
like,
I'm just
okay,
wait,
when?
Like, and is this going to happen again? Like you're just, it's already so such stressful. A mind game. So it's, to have like that.
Yeah. Where it just like, adds into the anxiety.
Yeah.
And I think, so that day I like told you right before I left, I was like, I think I'm losing the baby.
Yeah.
And then. Yeah, I had to, the worst was like, it's like you want your loved ones and close ones to know because it's like, that's your support system. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like having to tell them was like so
sad.
Freaking the worst.
Yeah.
I was just like, this freaking sucks. Yeah. Like, but at the same time, it's like, I wouldn't have wanted them not to know. Mm-hmm. It's like, I want them to know. I want my support system to know. And that's the only way like you can feel a little bit better is knowing that these people are around you.
Yeah.
Which I was super grateful for. Yeah, so like you
and that my, was that was what was the timeline of that?
So
what
that date happened. Was that? Let's see. Okay, so it happened December 11th.
Okay,
is when so I had the chemical pregnancy,
like almost 2 weeks before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I found out on December 11th mm-hmm. that I was miscarrying, and then, that was threw me for a loop because I was like, for the next couple weeks, I was just kind of like, really
in your head,
in my head, mm-hmm. and just like, okay, well then when? And then like, I would get sad randomly, like mm-hmm. when Christmas came, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, I was supposed to be like pregnant, and I'm not. It's just like things like that, would hit me, and I'd get like randomly sad, and it was hard, but I was glad that I had the clearance to like continue to try that mm-hmm. month, mm-hmm. but then this is when.
Yeah.
This is when you come into play.
Yeah. And this is what I think I'm glad we're doing a podcast on this because then it like really lets people understand before they see like the videos and before they see they just form opinions on all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so it's, I'm glad that we can fully like talk about it.
Yeah.
Just because I think in my case, people are going to like think things about like the videos that we're going to release about everything, but like there's a lot of backstory to it of like why it was that way, you know what I mean? So Derek and I had been trying around like the exact same time, and it was just kind of like I would just wait because my period was like very very consistent, mm-hmm. and so I every month it was just like, okay, like it's not time yet. I honestly was like okay in those months of like, okay, like it's just another month, it's just another month. Like not getting too discouraged. But I also like, you guys know I have endometriosis. So every time I'm trying to get pregnant, I like think in my head, cause there's so many women that have endometriosis or PCOS that like can't get pregnant ever. Yeah. And they're like, oh, well, it just gets worse over time. Mm-hmm. So in my mind, it's always like this,
okay, am I worse?
Like,
now?
Okay. Like I have to like remain calm, but like, am I going to get pregnant? Like, what if I only have two kids? Like, you know, like, just cause like my doctor told me like I am at stage 4, like it's pretty bad mm-hmm. in there. So I'm like even lucky, like I feel lucky that I have my two kids, you know? And so every time I'm just like, okay, like it's fine. Like we're not stressing yet. Yeah. It's like 3 months. More. Like it's fine. Like it takes time.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you guys follow me, like, you know that on Christmas and around Christmas, it was that time we went on like a family trip with Derek's side of the family, and Derek got the worst sickness. I'm sure a lot of you have had this. I don't know if it's the flu. I don't know. It's the worst virus I think I've had. And it hit our whole family, and it was awful.
Deadly.
Like deadly. Like we were on the couch, like all of us, all four of us for like 10 days. Like it was just, we missed Christmas with my family because we were sick and we're like, well, we can't get you guys sick. And, but I was like, had to take a bunch of medication, and I was just like on Advil and then like stuff to bring my fever down. And, and then it like hit me that I'm like, oh, I like, I'm taking all this stuff and like Mucinex and everything. My mom was like giving me a bunch of stuff to help me get better, and I was just like kind of like hit me, and I was like, Derek, like there's a chance I could be pregnant, like we're not preventing, and like I'm like taking all this medication and like all this stuff that like you're not allowed to take if you are pregnant. And so in my head I was thinking, I am so sick, it's not going away. It'd been like 12-13 days at this point, and I was like, I need to get an antibiotic. Like, this is not going away. I've never felt worse in my life. And so but I was like, there's that chance that I could be pregnant. But in my head, I was kind of like, I really hope, I was just stressed. Cause in my head I was thinking like, okay, like I really hope it's like next month, because I was really worried about all the stuff that I was taking, especially cause it's such a big deal in like your first trimester to like, you're just not supposed to take anything.
Yeah.
Like everything's off the table minus Tylenol, but I wasn't taking Tylenol because Tylenol doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah.
And I mean, when I realized that, I started taking Tylenol, but it just wasn't helping. And so I was like, okay, like we need to take a pregnancy test. And this was the day after Christmas. And in my head, I was kind of like, okay, like I kind of hope it's like next month. And honestly, a little bit was like, I had known that Lauren also just had her chemical pregnancy. So I'm like, this is just not the right timing. Like I just wanted it to be like the next, like,
yeah,
I wanted to be pregnant so bad, but I was like, this timing's horrible. Like I am so sick. I need to be on an antibiotic. Lauren just went through this. Like I would feel bad. Like if I was, but I was like, okay, I'm going to go get an antibiotic, but let's take the test first.
Yeah.
So the day after Christmas, Derek and I like sit down, the kids are watching a movie in the living room. And I was like, okay, like just, I've never been more nervous to take a test because I just wasn't.
You were just ready for those antibiotics.
Maybe this sounds selfish or like whatever, but I just wasn't wanting it that month. Yeah. I was like, okay, like I need to get help. And I like just the timing of it was not good. Yeah. I'm like, we can wait one more month and yeah, like we'll keep going.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Give online therapy a try at betterhelp.com/fairlyodd and get on your way to being your best self. Speaking of babies, bringing new ones into this world can always kind of throw you for a loop, especially in your relationships. Mm-hmm. And let's try and stay on track this time. Let's try and remember to prioritize not only our babies, but our relationship with our spouse. If you are looking for therapy, BetterHelp is amazing.
Cool thing about BetterHelp is it's fully online, so it makes therapy more affordable and convenient. They're serving over 5 million people currently worldwide. They have a diverse network of more than 30,000 therapists with a wide range of specialties. So you can just get online and then find the one that's right for you. And at any time, you can switch therapists if you're looking for something different. It makes it very, very easy to do. And you don't have to leave your house, which is very nice. At no extra cost, you can switch your therapist.
Discover your relationship green flags with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/fairlyodd to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/fairlyodd.
Anyway, so we sit down to take the pregnancy test and like, yes, like I'm excited, but also I don't know what I was thinking, but like the video is just like, I think people would watch the video and think like, she's not even stoked.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think I was so in my head about everything that was going on that it just like,
it was a lot.
It wasn't like my other pregnancy test where I was just like, oh my gosh, like, yay.
Yeah.
Like, I was just shocked. I'm like, okay, it's this month. Yeah. Like we both saw it. We're both coughing our heads off.
Well, in the video. I also wanted to say like when I was pregnant is when I kicked into high gear telling you guys like, you guys got to really try.
Like, yeah, like put in the work.
Before it was kind of like you guys were trying, but you weren't like,
yeah.
Nah. And yes. I was like, nope. Like put it on the schedule. Yes. Like we're going home.
So we were putting in the work that
like,
month.
I was like, we're going to go home early so you guys can have your sweet time together.
No, Lois, like, I was we like, gotta make this happen.
You're going to be pregnant with me. And I was like pushing. And then everything happened. And then I was like,
yeah. And then I was like, I don't want to be pregnant. Lo's not pregnant. I don't want to be. I was feeling her pain. I truly was like,
that's yeah, nice.
I really was. And I'm like, this is not the time. Like, how do I expect her to be happy for me when this just happened? And I just wanted it to be.
It was a quick turn. It was two weeks later.
It was too fast. It was too fast. But that's just, we are more excited than I can even describe to you. But yes, we got the positive pregnancy test. This is the first time I took one with Derek, which was fun. He did not know how the tests were.
You're like, okay.
So he's like, what do we do?
Yeah.
What am I looking for? Yeah. And he's like, you're not pregnant. And I'm like, no, that means I'm pregnant. There's a line. And I look like stressed. I just want people to know that before they watch the video. Don't think I'm like ungrateful.
Yeah.
I just realized in my head, I've taken so much medication. I can't go get an antibiotic. I am so sick. Now I'm pregnant. The only thing I can take is Tylenol.
Yeah.
I have to tell Lauren and I feel bad. So I just like, and I know she's like, it's nothing to do with like, I know she'd be so happy for me. And like she was, but it's just like the guilt of like, oh, like she's supposed to be pregnant. She got her positive pregnancy test first. And this is literally 2 weeks later to the dot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay,
here we go. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Whoop-de-doo. Yeah. And then I'm like, okay. And I like went back and forth with like, should I wait like longer to tell you? But I'm like, you would be mad if I didn't tell you.
Yeah.
So then it was.
That's such a tricky situation.
Yeah.
For
it was
you.
Dealing with all of
I'm so sorry.
Oh no. You couldn't control it at all. It was just like, I just didn't know how to go about it. But then I thought, like, if it were me, roles are reversed.
Yeah.
And, like, I had had that happen, I would want you to tell me.
Yeah, like, for sure.
So then when I, like, did that in my head, I was like, I have to tell her.
Yeah.
Like, I have to treat this like it's a normal thing yes. and not make it a huge deal because I know you'd be happy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Then from there, it was kind of like, I think, yeah, Lo and Tanner were, we told Jack and Kenna because they came to our house that day.
Yeah.
And then you guys came that night.
Yeah.
So then we told you guys, my family didn't know, Derek's family didn't know. Telling the kids, they were not stoked. Can I just, let me just throw that out there.
Like, you're like, one more Christmas present. They're like, where's the present?
That backfired really fast. On Sunny's Christmas list, she had put a real baby from mom. Like, not even, can't even make that up. She said that with a bunch of other, like, pink, purple, whatever.
Yeah.
And so I was like, she's going to be so excited. Yeah. I was actually so stoked to tell them.
Yeah.
And this was the day after Christmas. So I was like, let's wrap the pregnancy test, Derek, and we'll take it out for him.
Yeah.
And we'll say, and this was all happening so quick, but I was like, we have one more present for you guys. And we took it out there.
Like, what the heck is this?
Stick? Gave it to them. No, they were like, Jack's like, where's the present? And I'm like, you're getting a sibling. You're getting, mom has a baby in her belly. So unfazed, so unstoked. So, and I couldn't stop laughing. So that was actually kind of funny.
Yeah.
Now they're stoked, but I think when they're thinking toy in their head, like nothing like, else matters.
So where's like, the toy? Like, no, I don't care.
They were low key pissed. Yeah. I was like, sorry about that, everybody. Yeah. Like, there's no other
in
present.
In the future, I won't say present.
Yeah. Like, there's no other present. So that was funny. And then, I told Lo. So, gave her her Christmas present and I put the test
like,
in there.
Like, I see Derek pull out his phone and I was like,
Derek ruined it.
You're pregnant. I was like, you're pregnant. Oh my gosh. I like couldn't believe it. Like I could, but I also was just like, no freaking way.
Yeah.
Like that's crazy.
Yeah. Cause it was just, again, so quick and just like, I was shocked. Cause I was like, out of all the months, I don't know if this is our month. Out of all of them,
it was a tricky month.
It was a tricky situation.
It was a tricky situation.
But like,
for sure.
Looking back, it all worked out.
Like it all unfolded the way it was meant to be. But it was definitely like, I will say, like in the moment, I was literally so overwhelmed with like excitement and like, oh my gosh, no freaking way! And it was also like. Hurting my stomach.
How could it not?
Like, I don't even know. Like, because there was not one part of me that was sad about you guys being pregnant. It was like, I should be with you.
Like, it was like, it was kind of bittersweet.
And it wasn't bittersweet about your situation. It was like, the only bitter part was like, I want to be there with you. Like, this should be us together.
And that was the saddest part for me too. I'm like
we should be.
This is exciting, but this is not like as it's like if supposed to
be. I imagined like, if I was two at this moment, we would just be like, can't believe it. Like, which obviously happened later, but like we, like in the moment, I was just like so happy. And I remember you kept saying like, I know.
Yeah.
And I was
like, I am happy. I'm like, I know who you are.
And you're like, I know. I'm like, this is crazy. But like you, it's like
on both ends. It's just hard because we want it so bad for each other.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, and then like, I honestly felt like the next 2 weeks or whatever, I just like wanted to like downplay it. I didn't want to like bring it up as much just because I'm like, I just need to give this time.
Yeah.
Like I know that, but you were still like in the middle of like going through that. So I just, I was like way bummed out because I'm like, I just like want
you
it so
wanna
bad.
You want to be happy too. And you want to feel like around me, you can
it
just
so bad
be.
For you because I'm like, ugh. Like, God, it's not supposed to be like this.
Yeah,
like,
and I felt bad that you were feeling bad. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I didn't want anyone to feel bad.
Let's skip to the good part.
But it was like, I will, like, it was such like a happy moment and I was so stoked and I could, like, that was just the most frustrating part is knowing, like,
It was
like,
2 weeks.
I was like, we could have been this close together. Are you kidding me?
2 weeks and then 2 weeks and then.
So then 2 weeks later, literally two weeks later. Not kidding. And like for Tanner and I, we were kind of, people were kind of asking like, are you going to try? Like,
cause you got the clearance,
you know, you got the clearance that to try. Month. Like, are you going to want to do that? And I was like, I think so. Like, we'll just kind of go about
like how, what we were doing, mm-hmm. but not have expectations for it because I didn't want to like, because it's like once it happened, it's like, okay, how many months is it going to take?
Yeah,
to
and
like
here I am again? Just putting on the pressure.
like, come on now. But
no, I mean, like, just like being pregnant.
And Sarah being pregnant, I'm like, anything I just want to be pregnant with Sarah so bad. Yeah. Like, we had just talked about it so much. And I'm
this
like,
this is her last kid.
It's so like, okay, like, if I get pregnant in 6 months to a year, like, we won't even be pregnant together. Like, it just was all these things of like this dream that I had that, like, I didn't know if it was going to happen or not. So I didn't want to put any like expectation on that month, but,
I just kept my mouth shut. Like, they'll do what they're, they need to do.
Yeah.
And I will hope and pray.
And so then I was like, I took a test, like 1 day before my missed period, which I'm like, that surely will be a yes or a no. Cause 1 day before they say you can take it six days before, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'll just take it. And I took two. So I had like two in there to just to make sure. And then Tanner and I took that together. And when I flipped it over, they were negative. So I was like, okay, like we're not pregnant this month.
You came to my house or we went where skiing. Were we? And I was, you were we so went sad. Skiing
and we got in the car and we're like, I was like, I'm not pregnant. Like, and here's another month that we're apart.
Take another test tomorrow. You're
like, take another test. I'm like, well, it's a day before. Like, come on. Like, it should be positive by now. And so I didn't have like literally zero hope for it to, for me to be pregnant. I was like, okay. And
I just encouraged her.
Yeah.
Like nicely to take a test. Then like, the I was like, day. Just take another one because you're, her, your period sometimes is off.
It's like a day or two.
Off. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm like, just try one more.
Well, plus it was a weird period from the month before. Yeah, so it's like, I didn't even know when I was ovulating. I didn't take an ovulation test. So like when we were trying, like in quotes, I was unsure, like, am I ovulating this week? Like my app says it, but like I had a, obviously my period was a week and a half later than it normally is. Yeah. Like what actually is my period date? Like I,
and that's what I was thinking in my head. So that's why it was,
yeah. Like
good
we
to take another one.
It was good to take another test, but I like was cleaning and I went under the sink and I found like a random test, which is funny because I had like 10 in my bathroom, but I was like, saw it and I was like, oh, like I'll just take this one really quick. And so I took a test and I was by myself fully expecting it to be negative, which at the beginning I was like, oh yeah, it was one of the line ones. And I was waiting for the other line to come and it wasn't coming. And so I was like, oh, like in the video I say like, oh, it's negative. Like, not pregnant. And then all of a sudden I like look down again and there's like a faint line. Jeez. And I was like, no, no. And then it was like the most roller coaster of emotion because then I didn't trust the test. Yeah. I was like, okay, the test is old. Like this is the faintest line. Like I didn't take a positive test yesterday. Like there's no freaking way I'm pregnant. Yeah. I'm like, no, I can't. And then I didn't want to let myself think it was real if it wasn't. And I peed onto the stick, so I couldn't like take another test because I didn't pee into a cup. And so I had to wait until I had to pee again to like try again to see if another test would say positive. And I was like going through the trippiest roller coaster of emotions because I was trying to convince myself like this could be not real. So don't like get your hopes up. But I like wanted it to be real so bad. And I knew like a faint line meant like, that's a positive, but I don't know. I just didn't trust it. So then a couple hours later, Tanner got home and I secretly took another test and I put it in my arm sleeve without looking. And I was like, okay, like we were going on a date. We were going to pick up Derek and Sarah to go on a date to go to a basketball game.
Yeah.
And on the way to pick them up, we pulled over and I was like, so Tanner, I took a pregnancy test. And he was like, what? And I was like, I took a pregnancy test again and we're going to find out if I'm pregnant right now. And he was like, no freaking way. And then I pulled it out and it was positive. Woo! And we were like silently staring at each other, just fully shocked. Like for a good minute there. And then we, you'll see
this
the video.
This is literally the same month.
When did I find out?
No. You found out January, right? Like, or wait. This was...
When did I find out?
Less than a month from the...
Wait, when did I find
wasn't
out?
Wasn't it like January 8th or something?
How do you know that?
I don't know.
It was January 10th that I found out. So was that, is that 2 weeks after
it's
you?
It's 2 weeks. Yeah, about 2 weeks. Oh, it is 2 weeks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because you're the 26th and we then 1, 2 weeks. Oh, yeah. It was 2 weeks and like 2 days mm-hmm. after you had like found out.
Found out that I was pregnant. Yeah.
So I was freaking out. I was so freaking excited to tell Sarah because obviously they've been kind of like going through this with us. And then like we wanted to be pregnant together so bad. And so we immediately, they were the first people that we told because we were literally picking them up to go
for
on a date.
Our date.
Sarah literally had just come from Jamba Juice, like full thing of drink in her hand and a shake. And I like tell him and like the drink is everywhere on the ground sprawled. We're jumping. I don't even know what's happening. There's a tornado. Derek's like, calm down. Calm down.
Derek was literally telling me to calm down. I'm like, no. Dude, I will not calm down.
It was so funny because my flashes of like memory are like you screaming like no way, like, no way. And Derek being like, Sarah,
I think
breathe.
People maybe thought someone was like dying in the parking lot. I don't know. I was not in my body because I was so excited. Like you don't know
everywhere.
Like people are gonna watch my pregnancy test, like me finding out that I'm pregnant, and be like, this girl is. Not excited oh to me gosh. Finding you. I have never been. So I have not got more air off the ground.
No,
I don't think,
we were like, jumping through the sky into the clouds.
It was the best day
it
ever.
It was such a good day, and I was obviously like still a little freaked out, like just whatever. But
I was hyperventilating.
I was so excited
in the car. Yeah. Like we couldn't. Derek's like, we have
Sarah
to go.
Calm. She kept like looking at me like, no, I'm so excited. Like she held on to
I'm
the pregnancy
still so excited.
She was holding the pregnancy test, like death gripping it. Just like,
it just felt like all the worries of everything were just gone. And I was like, we can just like have
breathe
fun
and like
breathe
this together.
And do it together. Yeah. Holy cow.
It was wild.
It was a moment. It was a moment.
And we were so excited. Yeah, it was like, and I couldn't believe it. Like,
could not.
The fact that we would have been 2 weeks apart
the other
before,
way. Yeah.
And then we ended up being 2 weeks apart just the
we
opposite
still,
way.
Like, yeah, are still 2 weeks apart.
We're still 2 weeks apart. And I just, like, obviously.
You can't, nobody really gets that.
Like, it's crazy.
With all the months that we were trying, this is the craziest part to me. Is I'm like,
how?
2 weeks? What?
How? And
so fun,
so crazy. I still can't believe it. It's so freaking weird and crazy that happened.
That was a fun
how
date.
It happened. Such a fun date.
Date.
Oh yeah. And then we lost the basketball game, but we didn't care. We were
did
up.
Not care.
We were up.
Did not care. Did they ever win though?
Like they sucked this year. I guess we went to the Jazz.
Sorry.
If it's
you're
still
a Jazz
fun.
Fan,
it still was so freaking fun.
It was
like,
so fun.
It was
even
amazing.
If they lose.
It's just they're not. I think that they're not doing very well this year.
Yeah. R.I.P. Jazz.
Anyway,
let's try next season.
We're not naming our son or daughter after you,
no,
Jazz.
No.
Even though I like that name,
I know it's kind of cute.
Obviously, we were stoked, and then I kind of wanted to wait it out with telling the kids because just with what
just
happened the first time, I just definitely was going through a little bit of roller coaster of emotions, and I was trying to stay very calm and like. I kept talking with Tanner about it, like, oh, like I'm a little bit nervous. And he's like, let's just take it day by day, day by day. And every day that I wasn't bleeding or whatever was like, I would tell Tanner, like, I'm still pregnant. I'm still pregnant. Mm-hmm. And we would like celebrate like that I'm still pregnant, which felt like happy and that we could like kind of just every day we're just taking it day by day. It was definitely stressful getting through those weeks of like, the chemical pregnancy timeline of things.
The very beginning.
I was just like every day that I was still like pregnant, I was just so grateful. And I kept like kind of counting down the days of we're past that time frame, which was a good feeling. Once we got past that week, I was like, okay, like implantation happened. Like you're still pregnant. This is good. Which was a really, really good feeling. But then, I waited till around that time after the chemical pregnancy week was over to tell the girls. Mm-hmm. And even when I told the girls, I could tell, like, Stella, it was kind of bad timing because Stella was in, like, a really bad mood because she, like, was super tired and ready to go to bed. And I was just too excited to tell them that we ended up telling them. But Ozzy, I could tell, was like nervous, and she kept saying things like, you need to eat like really healthy so this baby can stay healthy, and like because we kind of told her that the other baby wasn't healthy,
yeah,
and that's why. And so then she correlated that with like me eating healthy, which was really sweet.
It's sweet.
But I could tell she was like more reserved, like, is this one gonna like stay healthy, like, and I had to kind of be like, we think so, like, I think this one's gonna be healthy, and we have to just like pray for the baby, and you know, like tell her things that would make her feel more comforted. But it was definitely a different experience from telling her the first time that she was so excited. And this one I could tell she was like kind of going through what I went through.
Yeah,
more kind of like, okay, well, what does this mean? Like, do we get a baby from this?
Yeah.
You know, a little bit more confusing. So I was glad I waited a little bit so that I had that kind of reassurance telling them that that the same thing wouldn't happen again. I mean, you never know, but... we're not going there.
We're but, not even entertaining.
Yeah. But yeah, so that was like exciting to finally get to tell them, and then retelling my friends and family was a fun experience, just like, cause they knew obviously that I wanted it. And so it was fun to be able to like tell them that it was happening.
Yeah.
Actually. Which was a really happy. Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
redo party.
Redo. It's like I have two versions now. And
just
it's
pick
like
the better one.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, which one do we
which
share?
Reaction do we like better? Put that in the bin.
Literally. But yeah, it was good to be able to tell everyone. And I think that it was like a breath, like they could take a breath of fresh air too, because they weren't worrying about it for
everyone's
me.
Just trying to be like loving and respectful and like give you time and space and so, yeah, how could everyone not be stoked?
Yes.
That's just what we all wanted.
And I was going to ask you, what was it like for you telling, like, our in-laws, like, right after we had, like, just told the in-laws, and then we were like, just kidding.
Actually, a funny story. Well, we went over there, and we were having a dinner. It just didn't feel like the right time. And I... I wasn't really going to do it at that dinner. I was like, I'm just going to wait. I was still so early. And I was like, okay, let's just wait a little longer to like tell everyone. And Derek and I had talked about it. We were kind of whispering like in the corner, like, what should we say?
Yeah,
should we not? And we had decided that we weren't going to say anything.
Yeah.
At least at that dinner that we were at. And so it's actually so funny. Rissy, Derek's sister, it was pregnant with twins at the time, and she came in to the house, and she was about ready to give birth.
Yeah.
So her belly's big, and Jack ran straight to her. We're like getting ready to say a prayer with the whole family. Dinner's sitting on the table, and Jack runs up to Rissy and goes, Rissy, my mommy has a baby in her belly too. It's dead silent. And I'm like, oh, like, and everyone, all eyes straight to me. And I'm like,
yeah,
we're pregnant. Like, I can't just be like, no, at that point. So we're just like, we're pregnant. Everyone's like, what?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yes.
You're like, surprise. Yes, we are.
So that kind of just like made it easy for us. We had decided no. And then Jack had other plans, which is very adorable and very cute, because he had not shown a ton of excitement up until this point.
Yeah.
And then he was so excited.
It's also like once the kids know, they like to tell everyone.
Yes. Yes. And which is so cute. Yeah, I'm like, so cute. I wasn't mad at Jack for one second. I was just like,
yeah.
Like it was, I guess, supposed to be that time. So we just went, yay. And everyone was like, congratulations. And then we moved on.
Yeah.
My family was not about to see us until we were fully healed from our sickness, because everyone was still coughing, and I get it, they don't want to get sick. So wait, what was your question?
Oh, I was just saying, how, like, how was it telling your kid, like, family? And
so that one was just like kind of out of our control, and it was fun. Everyone was super excited and nice. And then we knew that we weren't gonna tell my family for a while, just because of all the coughs and everything. So we had planned like 2.5 weeks after Christmas to do our family's Christmas, because we missed it with them. So we literally still had all our presents in a thing, and it's like January 14th or whatever it was. And so I had decided, oh, this would be a fun time to tell them because we're all giving each other their presents. So I just wrapped one for my parents and it was the pregnancy test. And I was really excited for this one just because they would understand it. The last time I wrapped a present, it didn't go so well.
Yeah.
So we had opened like half of the presents and then I like gave my mom that one.
Yeah.
And I was like, you guys, it's for mom and dad. Like, so open it together. And my brother and his husband were there. And I was like, it's kind of like a family gift. So yeah, just open it together. And my dad was so uninterested. Like he literally was like pushing it aside, like being dumb. And I'm like, dad, it's for you too. And he like wouldn't open it.
Oh.
So my mom opened it first and she was freaking out. Like, so excited. And my dad's like, what is it? Like, what? I'm like, I'll open it with her. So, and then she like passed it around. He's like, you're preggers. The way that he said that.
That's so funny.
Then he started cracking dad jokes. Yeah. It was like, I didn't know Derek knew how to do that. All that the stuff. Classic. The classic, even though we have two kids.
Yeah.
And my brother and his husband were so excited for us. They were, everyone was so, they're like, what? Like, why didn't you give that to us first or last or like, but we just did it right in the middle. Right, so they weren't expecting it. And that was really fun. They're excited. So.
That's like when our brother and sister-in-law gave our in-laws a cruise right before all of us
that
went.
That was so funny.
It's like the same.
It was the like, same vibe.
It's like, how
like,
do you
what
top?
Do we just continue after this?
Present.
I know. Pretty rude. No, I'm just kidding. Like, it just made it like more fun.
Yeah, because it was so exciting.
That was so funny.
That was so
funny. We were roasting them so hard. We're like, why were
did
you
begging go first?
To go?
Like, please go last.
I said that. I hope. Did we get that on video? It was so funny.
I don't remember.
I'm like, way to go first or something. Like, how are we supposed to gift our parents, our in-laws a cruise? Yeah. And we're like,
have
hand-drawn pictures and little like blankets for them.
Yeah. We're so like, funny. Okay, we're
like, you guys can leave. Exit. Put our names on that gift. No, but that was fun. So then I felt like everybody kind of knew, like everyone that I wanted to know, I told my aunts and stuff, but like everyone that I wanted to know, like knew at that point, which is nice.
Yeah.
But then it just seems like such a long period of like between then and us telling you guys and everyone now seems like an eternity. Does it not?
It's so crazy. Yeah.
I don't know. How was telling, well, you said it was super exciting. Did you tell everyone? You didn't tell Derek and Tanner's family till like a little later, right? Or when did you? We weren't there for
I
that.
Can't even remember. Yeah. Like, I literally can't remember.
Yeah.
Because I did it, obviously, twice. And so, like, I can't remember.
One? Yeah.
Like, what did I even do?
Mm-hmm. After that, we
remember.
Had. After that, we
like,
had.
Like, I think it was a little bit after.
We had friends coming into town. So that was really fun. For our friends from Hawaii. And those are the other people that we would want to tell in person.
Yes.
So we had Heather and Brian come, they stayed with us and we got to tell
but
them.
I wasn't pregnant at that point.
You weren't. Yes.
Yeah. So yeah.
And then Maddie,
Matt,
the Castellanos came and we were both at this point pregnant. So we got to double
told her
bomb
at the same time.
Maddie.
It was so awesome.
So funny. so it was good. I felt like we got to tell people and it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us, like, we need to go over kind of
what it's been
what
like.
What have we been up to? What has it been like for us?
Give us the 411.
Give us the 411.
Okay, well, I guess we should tell them how far. I guess they're maybe doing the math, but so I'm 12 weeks right now and Lo is 10.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time this comes out, I'll be 13 and a half weeks and Lo will be 11 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So I will have officially entered my second trimester. Praise it.
Yeah.
It's been a doozy. Yeah. I wonder if it's just a thing where like with each pregnancy, it just gets worse because that's been my case.
Your pregnancy symptoms started like a day after you found out you were pregnant.
Literally.
Like
barfy.
And so nauseous. I couldn't believe it because I
was like four and a half, five, whatever weeks. And I'm like, this should not be happening.
No, I like typically don't hear of people starting the symptoms until six and a half,
Mine
seven.
Mine was like 5 weeks.
You
and
literally
I was
were
like,
so early.
I can't eat that.
Already
I'm going
nauseous.
To barf. I need food. Like all this stuff hit me right after I took the test.
Yeah.
And I kept telling myself like, nothing's different from the day before, but it was literally just my body like going nutso.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe it'll get better earlier then. And it didn't.
No.
I'm here to say. I mean, we both have been nauseous and everything. Like it just.
It hit me around when, like, would you say 7.5 weeks is when
probably.
I.
Probably.
7.5-ish when we were in California is when it hit
like
me.
A little bit like just like nauseous like foods are grossing you out.
Like before that it was mostly just energy and weird sleep.
I was
not getting deep sleep. Like I was waking up so much and just couldn't sleep, and then it was just an energy thing, and then 7.5 weeks came and I was like
nauseous.
Oh, like I have all the food aversions. We went to
it's actually disgusting.
We can't even say
it. We have a video of this of us gagging in one of our favorite restaurants.
I can't even say the place.
Din Tai Fung. And we had gone to Vegas the month before, downed everything.
We were both pregnant at that point.
We were pregnant and we were cleaning house. Like even the waitress was laughing at like how much we were eating there. And then we went this time
had
and we
one
did
dumpling.
Not touch our food.
I had one dumpling and I was almost on the verge.
I put a dumpling in my mouth and it popped and I was like, I'm going to barf. Like someone needs to get me to the bathroom. Oh. I bit into that shrimp and that just sent me for a loop. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
It was
so we
bad.
Didn't even eat our meal. Both of us were so nauseous.
Yeah.
We didn't touch our food.
And it was bad because
so much food.
Yeah. We had ordered. Derek had a huge appetite and he was the only one with that, and so all of us didn't eat enough.
Jack ate nine dumplings.
Yeah,
so he actually pulled our weight,
but straight up we were both just like getting the bad nauseous chills.
Few noodles and green beans, mm-hmm. which were good though.
I can't even think about that meal. I don't know if I'll ever be able to eat it again.
Yeah, so we got really really nauseous. That was California.
That's when I started hitting me.
And I had that experience. Lovely experience on the way home.
Yeah.
I had been barfing like a couple times a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if I wasn't barfing, I was just like doing the stupid dry heaving, like where I'm acting like I'm barfing, but like tears are just coming out of my eyes. Yeah. It's like actually kind of funny. I just feel so nauseous, but like nothing would come out. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, my body's like
trying to force something out.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that was like me, but I'm like, okay, California, like I'll just keep snacks. We'll keep eating. I'll be fine. I get really nauseous at night and we had a late flight and our flight was supposed to leave at 8:15 or something.
Yeah. And it got pushed back 2 hours
or
something.
It kept getting delayed. And when I tell you, I was not okay. I was literally on the ground of the airport, tears.
Yeah.
Like crying because I had gone into the bathroom and barfed in the airport bathroom. Luckily, they were like nice, clean bathrooms, but I was like, I am not okay. And I tried to like eat food, but like at an airport and where we were was like pretty limited with stuff. Yeah. Like there was kava and I was like, that is too much.
Yeah. I was like, home.
Too much. Yeah. Lo was like downing her bowl and I'm like, I'm going to barf. Like I can't.
She's across. She's like crying. I'm crying. I'm so sick and I felt bad.
It was more just like I was having anxiety to begin with because I had already barfed once.
Yeah.
And so nothing sounded good. I was trying to like eat crackers and like a bar. And then every time I saw like the flight get delayed another half an hour, because they just kept pushing it back every half an hour. We didn't know what time we were going to leave. I was like, Derek, like I have got to get to like a hotel or somewhere where I have a bathroom or just like a bed.
Yeah.
Like I can't just like, I was stressed. I'm like, we took our rental car back. Like we have still like an hour, 45 minute flight. Luckily it was just California.
Yeah.
But I was like, I have never felt so like nauseous. And the fact that I couldn't really eat food and I was just had these snacks and it was just not doing
it. So miserable.
I needed like a solid meal.
Yes.
And because I had already barfed a ton in the bathroom. Then we finally got on the plane, 2 hours later?
Yeah.
And I kept trying to like eat and drink. We like went onto the plane. Everyone's boarding. And I was like, I gotta go. Ran straight to the back and didn't even get to my seat and went in the bathroom, all hands and knees in the stupid, tiny little plain bathroom.
No, and those bathrooms are so gross.
Barfed so much.
Oh, like, that is disgusting.
Just barfing. And I'm like, oh my gosh, now I've done it in the plane bathroom, which is so gross. I'm so grossed out by those bathrooms anyway. Mm-hmm. And it was just the nausea and like, it makes it worse to be in like a gross little place, you know, and there's pee on the ground. My hands are in the pee.
Ew,
like it's all that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. at least we're on the plane. We're going to get home. Like, I just had to keep telling myself, we're going to get home. So I go back to my seat. I'm like, there's nothing in me, which makes it so much worse. Yes, and I'm like trying to grab these dumb little snacks that we have, and nothing was like making me full. So I'm just still so nauseous. And I'm like, if I can just get through this flight, like, please. So I didn't even watch a show. I didn't listen to anything. I was like straight face, like just
trying to hold on,
clenching on for dear life. I'm like, I just have to. And I ended up laying on Derek's lap for most of the time. Cause I was like, I just have to like close my eyes and I can't do anything else. Yeah. So we're landing and the freaking turbulence was gnarly.
It was so bad.
The plane was just like, foom, and the captain's like, sit in your seat, we're landing, and whatever he said. Yeah. He's like, we're going to have turbulence, so just sit down. And the plane was just like, no, and there's this lady next to me that's literally having a freaking panic attack. And she's like, who's flying this plane? Ah! And she's like freaking out. And my anxiety, I'm like just trying to like stay calm because I'm like, every time we go up and down, my stomach like launches. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, of course there's turbulence, like really bad. And then I made it.
In the back of the plane, it's so much worse.
Yes. And we were in the very back. So I'm like, where the plane just is going up and like down. This. And Derek's like holding me because he knows it's like so bad. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to make it. Like, I'm just like, Derek, where's the bag? Because we couldn't get up because, like, I turned around to, like, try and get up. And they're like, sit down. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to start. And so then we're looking for the stupid, luckily I remembered that was barf a thing. Bag. Yeah, so I'm like, get me one of the bags that's in the seats. So he looks in my seat, no bag. Looks in Derek's seat, no bag. And I'm like, luckily Jack's sitting there. So he, like, is going through Jack's, finds a bag. And I'm like, thank you. And he like hands it to me while the plane's going up and down. And I open it. Can't make this shiz up. Some idiot had put their gum in the top of the bag and squished it. So some random person's gum is in the only bag that I have to use. And I was like, it's coming. So I just stuck my face fully in this, stretched it.
This is literally my worst nightmare.
No, after already barfing twice and I stretched it, stuck my freaking nose all through this person's gum. No. And I just am on Derek's lap, trying to be so quiet, just barfed in the bag. I'm holding it. I pull my face out after barfing and like the person's gum is on my nose.
No.
Whoever's gum that was.
And so this is your warning. Never stick your gum on the barf bags.
Like you
they
don't
change those out. They just freaking leave them, which is so yucky.
And of course a sick pregnant lady gets the one that has the gum in it. I'm like, next time think twice before you put your gum in those because it was on my face and I don't know. So I pull my head. I can laugh about it now because how ridiculous is that? I like pull my head out and there's someone's gum stuck to my nose. And I'm holding my barf bag and the lady that was freaking out next to us just goes, oh, like she's freaking out that I'm barfing. And I was just like, I'm pregnant. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, the plane's going up and down. I was so annoyed at her. Anyway, so I just, we touched down. We did touch down.
We made it.
And we made it. And I just put my jacket over the barf bag.
Yeah.
And I just walked off the plane and I put my barf in. That's poor Derek.
Disgusting.
Threw it away.
Threw it away.
I like literally was like you know when you throw up a lot and your back just hurts?
Yeah.
Like I was tired. By this point it was past midnight.
You
right?
could tell like I saw you and I was like, you need your bed.
I pretty
room.
Much hobbled to our car. I was like
so miserable.
Got home, like ate a bunch of food when I got home and just laid in my bed. And we made it. I told Derek I will never travel again until I'm well into this pregnancy.
Yeah. Like, the second trimester.
I can't, at least the second trimester. I'm like, I'm not. The stress of
The first trimester is a little bit of a trip, mm-hmm. I will say. But I remember, if I remember correctly, it was a long time ago, 3.5 years for me, that I was pregnant. But if I remember correctly, the second trimester is kind of dreamy.
It's dreamy. No, it really is. Okay. Your energy spikes.
You get more energy.
You're not sick. You're not nauseous. Like for most people, some people it continues, which is so sad. I can't imagine feeling like this for the whole time. But yeah, your energy just goes back. You finally have like a bump, so people don't think you're in this like awkward pudgy phase.
I feel scared because I am already showing like I'm 20 weeks pregnant.
Yeah, we both have bumps, which is fun.
I'm literally was like, we need to announce because people are
noticing
my freaking bump already. Mm-hmm. And
a lot of those comments, and they're like, I see a baby bump. I'm like, well, what if it was just, well, people were saying that when I was like a year postpartum. Totally. I'm like, that's called a belly.
Yes. people like to say that. But yeah, I'm like, we need to announce quick because my pants don't fit. Mm-hmm. And people are going to notice that I'm not stretchy wearing pants. I'm only wearing stretchies. Yeah. So,
So we've both been
nosheed. We really popped. We really nosheed. I luckily haven't barfed. It's my biggest fear to barf, so I'm grateful for that. But
I'm grateful for you for that.
Thank you. I'm like rub really off sorry on me, for please. You. I'm really sorry for you because honestly, it's miserable to barf.
Yeah, I'm over. Like I think I'm gonna come out on that. Like normally, my nauseousness ends around like 15, 16 weeks. So I'm crossing my fingers that that happens this time.
That would be amazing
because I'm already dealing with the pelvic floor stuff. Yes. So
you need to talk about that.
Yeah. I'm really lucky. And I, get this is maybe TMI for people,
but it's mostly girls here.
Yeah, that's true.
They trust us. we trust them.
If you're a boy, just like skip right on over this part. But like, I get really, really bad varicose veins in down there.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where like it really hurts to walk and it's so swollen. Like I know there's a few other girls out there that experience this.
Yeah.
But it is just like the most achy, like awful pain. And it just starts so early. Like I'm already having it. So I know it's like gonna get worse and worse. So I have to wear a belly band basically my entire pregnancy and walking hurts. So and it just gets worse and worse because the pressure gets worse and worse. And I'm already feeling it, so just everyone pray for me because it gets so bad.
It's so bad.
And there's nothing you can do to fix it, which is so frustrating. And then, like, after you give birth, it goes away.
Yeah.
But it just is during that pregnancy where I'm like, this is the most painful part. Like, at least I'm not nauseous anymore, but it's like that pain is just like...
It's terrible.
Yeah. And right now I'm like so early with feeling this that I'm nauseous and having that.
You're like,
so I'm
like, no.
One of these has to like end, give. Which hopefully.
But I forgot to mention my like little scare that we had like with this pregnancy, which you wanna I didn't. Talk about that? Yeah, I kind of wanted to mention it because, well, a couple weeks ago I got a little bit freaked out because Tanner and I had.
We
had a night of fun, and after that I immediately like went to the bathroom, of course, and I saw blood, and I was like no, and I was so scared because that's never happened to me before in my previous pregnancies,
which is wild.
So I didn't know that was like a thing. I didn't know if that was normal. I was like, what did you do to me? Just kidding. I was like,
what did you do?
No, I was just like, whoa, no, like I definitely had a mini spiral of oh no. And then the next day I had still like a little bit of bleeding, and I was with my mom and my brother.
It's so funny. Just because it's your family, it's so funny.
I just know that, like, we don't talk about shiz in my family like that. Like, that stuff is just, like, we off don't limits. Talk about it. Like, nobody wants to know.
My family talks about it a lot too much.
Like, it would be so normal for your family. But, like...
But knowing your family, it's so funny. It's just picture this.
So we're sitting there, and I was, like, laying down, and my mom was like, well, like, did you... She said... Did you do any extra or out of the ordinary things?
The way she says that.
I was like silently like sitting there, and I like look at Tanner and he's like on his phone. He's like, and he like looks at me, and we both just start like busting up laughing because I'm like, no. Like, I don't want to tell her this.
Yes.
And we both just started, like, I literally was in instant tears, just like laughing so hard. And she's like, okay. And my brother like immediately gets on his laptop. He's like, okay, anyway.
This has to move on.
And me and Tanner could not stop laughing. I had to get him, he had to get me a tissue because I was like, tears were streaming.
Did your mom laugh or was she just
they
like,
were like, not giggly. Really.
Not really? Oh, that makes it so much worse.
Because I think she was trying to like comfort me too, like, because we were just still a little
but
bit nervous.
You're crying,
but I was crying laughing and she's just like rubbing my back like, okay, it's okay, it's okay.
Oh,
but
my
it was
God.
Just like the funniest like
that kills
moment
me.
Because I was like no like no, no and no, then Tanner's like don't laugh and I was like I'm trying not to.
Oh, that's hilarious. But yeah, it was I wish I was there for that.
It was one of those moments where I couldn't keep it in, but
and luckily it's good yeah, it was so just that's kind of normal.
We looked it up and it said like as long as there's no cramps with it,
yeah, and like
and
excessive.
As long as it stops bleeding within a day or two, so then that made me feel better. But I was definitely on high alert like the entire day. Like, am I cramping? Like, is that a cramp? Yeah. Like, I was just so nervous to start feeling the cramps that I did with the first time. And so definitely was a little bit on edge. But luckily, we're all good with that.
We're all good.
That can happen sometimes. Yeah. And we've moved on.
We made it to this point. So booyah.
Booyah. Shabooyah. All right. Last question. What gender do you think that you are having? Neither of us know, by the way.
Yeah, we don't know. I think, well, when are you planning on
finding out?
Yeah.
I don't know that either.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, we have no answers.
I have my, like, sneak peek ready to go in the kitchen. Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Which is crazy. And Tanner every day is just like, can you take that? Can you take that? But yeah, so I need to take that. And then at least I'll have the option. It'll be like in our email and we can decide like when we want to do it. But I don't know.
Literally, and I also do not think you're going to be able to just keep it in your inbox.
I think I can. I think Tanner's going to be the one. He's the one that's been
snoop.
Scrambling.
Someone's going to open
but
it.
But I put it to only my email. So hopefully he doesn't have the login for that.
Oh my gosh.
But he's like way too excited to find out like right now. I don't know though if I want it. This is my last. And so it feels like really like, what should I do for my last one? Finding out, should I just be Tanner and I? Like, should I do a thing with everyone there?
You know what I've seen that people do is just do it together and then they
then
do.
Then the reveal.
Yeah, that could be fun.
Reveal it for everyone else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for me. I want to be there. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, so it's weird because I, for the question of like, what gender do I think I'm having? I've always thought I was going to have a boy. Last, since I had Stella, I thought there was a little baby boy around, like waiting to come into our family.
Yeah.
But who knows?
The problem is it's 50-50.
So, and I made a couple girls already, so I know that my body can do that. So yeah, it's very likely to be a girl, but yeah, I literally don't know. What is your thoughts?
I honestly, you know, and I could be just straight up dead wrong, but I think it's a girl and I'm going to stick behind that. And I actually am going to stick behind this because every time reveal came around, so I had what I thought it was.
Yeah.
My intuition always first. I'm like, with Jack having a boy in the gender reveal video, I'm like, I think it's a girl.
Yeah.
Second time with Sunny, I did the same thing. I said, I think I'm having a girl. And then in the gender reveal video, I go, boy. But I tell everyone up until that point. So this time it's going to be different. I'm sticking with, I think it's a girl.
Okay.
That is what I think.
I just like, it would be so fun to have the same gender because we've never had, we've never had a kid together. And so it'd be fun to have like the same. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like they'll be friends regardless. Mm-hmm. Like Jack is super tight with Ozzy and Stella. So it's like, they're going to be friends no matter, but it would be so fun to have the same.
And like, people are always asking me because I have one of each, like, what do you want more? And it's like, well, I kind of wanted to have another boy just for Jack. And I'd be totally fine if it's a girl too. Like,
we
have one of each. It's fine. Like either way. And Sunny would get a sister, so that's cool. But just based on my symptoms and like this pregnancy, I'm full blown like going with like, I think it's a girl.
Yeah. And again, I can't really.
It's 50-50.
I literally don't know. I know that I'm craving sweet stuff. But with Stella, I craved What I you, feel like I craved like
gummy worms or something.
I feel like I craved the opposite with Stella than I did with Ozzy. Yeah. So I thought it was a boy.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
I was like, oh, this is so different from and Ozzy's honestly, pregnancy.
Like, Lo and I are basing all of our like guessing strictly on our cravings, which is like not really a thing.
Yeah. Like right now, Sarah and I have the same cravings. So it seems like maybe we're having the same gender, but it's like you literally never know.
Just craving or you're just
pregnant
thing,
and that's what and happens when you're good. Pregnant. Yeah. Like carbs. Carbs are good.
I know. But like if I had to guess, I'm like,
yeah,
I
girl.
Think it's a girl. I don't know.
I'll lean boy for me.
I'm leaning boy for you too. But
we'll see.
Who knows?
We'll freaking see, guys.
What if it's but like we're the opposite so excited. Or something? I don't know. We'll find out at the 20-week ultrasound. We're going to wait till then.
Then I'm not going to tell you what we're having until you find
That's
out.
That's literally not fair.
Yeah, it's literally fair.
That's not fair.
It's literally
you're
fair.
You're going to do it sooner.
I'll reveal to you when you reveal to me. That's only fair.
That's not.
That's only fair.
So you're going to know
for
8 more weeks and not tell me? That's so, I wouldn't see you. I would not see you if you knew.
Me and Tanner are going to keep it a secret until you find out.
I wouldn't be able
out.
To think of anything else.
But then imagine in the moment when we go to each other and we're like, okay, and we reveal to each other what we're having. That'd be so fun.
Okay, it would be fun, but
Why?
If you're taking it early, help me on this. She can't just keep that from me
a little
for
bit
8 earlier. Weeks.
Take it a little
it breaks
bit earlier.
Up my pregnancies. They feel so long.
Well, hold on. No, because
yes,
we're going to be in this
you
together.
Know it's true. Everyone says that I have like 4-year-long pregnancies.
But not when we're together and on it.
It already feels like it's been 4
well,
years.
Well, mine feels like it's been an extra month because
yeah,
of the
it does.
Thing.
It does. It does. You got me there. You got me. You pulled that card.
Pulled that, didn't you?
Oh man. Gotta well, we're just excited. Because, yeah. Know. Like what else are we gonna do?
What else?
It's just a
what
funny else? Situation. Like 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks. Here we are.
It's here and we're here. So thank you guys for being here. We're so excited to tell you. And it felt like we've just been like living
lives
from you guys because we haven't been able to obviously talk about it. And it's so weird when you have to keep this huge part of your life a secret. And now
we
there.
Get to take the same time off from the podcast.
Yeah, it's like, okay,
great.
We gotta cut it here.
We'll
and
be in newborn land at the same time. So that's good.
So good.
We talked about doing like a compound house where like
this is the sleeping
nights,
house. Yeah. This is the you're feeding and awake house. Yeah.
And we can just watch shows and stuff. Because we live like 3 minutes apart. So we can just send different shifts, whoever's
shifted
on.
Shifted up.
That'll be great. Anyway.
All right. We love you guys. Thanks so much for being here and supporting us. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube or follow along.
It's going to be a fun year.
Spotify. on any of the listening platforms that you do. We appreciate you listening along and watching. And we'll see you next time.
Love you.
We love you.
Bye.